Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Veronica Chalet, and in your program is Dr. Janet Okamoto. She is unable to be here today, and Dr. Erica Breslau is also unable to be here today as well, so I'm going to be presenting research that they conducted. I have no disclosures, and the title of this presentation is State Funding and Health System Factors Associated with Cancer Mortality in Older Adults in the United States from 1999 to 2008. Improved medical care and prevention efforts have contributed to dramatic increases in life expectancy in the United States over the past century. It is anticipated that there will be a doubling of the older population over the next 25 years, and by 2030 there will be approximately 71 million older American adults, accounting for roughly 20% of the United States population. And this demographic change has produced a major shift in the leading causes of death, from infectious diseases and acute illnesses to chronic diseases as well as degenerative illnesses. The aging population in the United States is one of the major public and population health challenges in the 21st century and has been identified as a priority area for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. There is a need to better understand the processes of aging and specific influence on the health and mortality of older adults. So even though there is a steady growth in the older population, the authors felt as though there is not a proportionate number of studies that examine the influence on cancer mortality for this population, particularly as it relates to policy as well as funding factors. So their study examines cancer mortality for older adults from state level in the United States, and the study considers the heterogeneity rather than the homogeneity of older adults by conducting analysis for four different age groups of older adults over the age of 55. Okay, in terms of the methods, they use state level data sources from 1999 to 2008, and they were the Centers for Disease Control BRFSS data set, and the Census Bureau sources included the American Community Survey and annual statistical abstracts, as well as the health funding data included the CDC Health United States yearly reports. They aggregated the data so that they had a representative sampling of state-level populations, and the outcome variables was cancer mortality for breast, colorectal, lung, and prostate cancers. And they used four groupings of independent variables, which includes demographic, health systems, behavioral variables, as well as health funding variables. All multilinear regression analysis were conducted using Stata version 11. Okay, you want to draw your attention to the text highlighted in red. You can see that over all the age-adjusted all cancer mortality, being Asian is predictive for most cancer mortality, indicating that this ethnic group, particularly the older groups, are less likely to die from cancer than any other ethnic minority group. Smoking is clearly a large risk factor and determinant of cancer mortality for older adults, though it seems to be more highly associated with cancer mortality for the two middle age groupings presented here from the age ranges of 65 to 84 years. And cancer prevention funding is negatively associated with cancer mortality for the younger two groups, perhaps indicating that cancer prevention efforts are aimed more towards these groups or towards cancers that are more likely to result in mortality for these groups. Finally, these models, being fairly general overall, tend to explain quite a bit of variability in cancer mortality, but this diminishes as the groups age. This suggests that the models better explain cancer mortality for the younger groupings, and that cancer mortality among the oldest old perhaps required different models or additional variables. Looking at breast cancer. A larger African-American population is associated with breast cancer mortality for the youngest age groupings. We know that African-American women have lower breast cancer incidence than Caucasian women, but even with the lower incidence, they tend to have higher mortality rates, attributed to such things as low late-stage diagnosis, and this association among the youngest age groupings could be supporting this and indicating that this breast cancer mortality disparity plays out more among the youngest old. we see the protective effect of Asian ethnicity here. And for the oldest old, we see an association with breast cancer mortality and metropolitan distribution. This indicates that in states that have a larger percentage of their population located in metropolitan areas, as opposed to rural areas, these older age groups have higher breast cancer mortality. Looking at prostate cancer, again, we see the same evidence of health disparities for African Americans, supporting a large body of work that documented the higher prostate cancer mortality among African American men. Unlike breast cancer, this disparity is seen across all groupings in the analysis. Similar to breast cancer, we see an association between metropolitan population distribution and prostate cancer mortality. However, interestingly, we see a large metropolitan distribution is associated with higher prostate cancer mortality among the 75 to 84-year-olds, but it is a larger rural population distribution for those over the age of 85. Another interesting finding in light of recent modifications to screening guidelines, we see a negative association between the percentage of men over 40 with a PSA test in the past 2 years with prostate cancer mortality, but only among those over 85. Here we see the association between mortality and state cancer prevention funding among two younger groupings. We did not see for breast cancer, perhaps indicating a focus on prostate cancer prevention with this funding. Over the four site-specific cancer types examined in this study, the prostate cancer mortality models appear to explain most of the variability across all age groupings. Colon cancer. Results to highlight with the colon cancer models are that we see first, an association between cancer mortality and percent of the population without insurance coverage. However, the association seems somewhat counterintuitive. The more uninsured in the state, the lower the colon cancer mortality is for the two oldest old age groupings. Colon cancer is associated with state smoking rates across all groups. Percentage of adults over 50 who have ever had a sigmoidoscopy or colonoscopy is protective for colon cancer mortality, but all but for the oldest old. This is the strongest association we see for the screening behaviors among the four types of cancer that were examined. In terms of lung cancer, for the first time, we see a fairly strong predictive trend for Hispanic Latino ethnicity with lung cancer mortality for the three younger groups. Again, we see an association with metropolitan population distribution and cancer mortality for the two oldest groups. This could be particularly interesting in light of the environmental component to lung cancer risk, whether smoking and smoking policies, or whether it's related to air pollution. Not surprisingly, we see a strong association between smoking rates and lung cancer mortality among all age groups, and cancer prevention funding is protective for two youngest groups for lung cancer mortality, again, perhaps indicating a focus for the use of these funds. In summary, for all but lung cancer, there is a strong indication of health disparities among African American for cancer mortality. Smoking is a risk factor for cancer mortality across age groups and beyond just lung cancer. Metropolitan population distribution, for the most part, is associated with cancer mortality and for the oldest ages in particular. Screening behaviors, while at the individual level are protective, were largely non-significant. And state cancer prevention funding is protective for all cancers for the youngest old. In conclusion, the authors found notable differences between the four age groupings examined for variables associated with cancer mortality, indicating the need to take into account the heterogeneity of older adults. An analysis and measurement of older adults at 65 and older will only likely miss potentially meaningful differences among older adults whose ages span more than 30 years. The limitations of the studies are the following. Generalizability is limited as they use aggregated data at the state level variables, making the individual level conclusions from these analyses possibly misleading. Cancer mortality outcomes were for an entire 10-year period, therefore differences in certain historical trends could have been missed. And finally, the analyses are cross-sectional with most independent variables measured at one point in time, therefore causal inferences cannot be made. Future directions and implications. The findings suggest the need to consider the heterogeneity of older adults as reflected in their measurement and analysis of health behaviors, status, quality of life as well as mortality, and a greater understanding of these antecedents and outcomes may not mean the same thing or be related in the same way for all older adults. An examination of the heterogeneity in this population is needed, not just at the population health level, but also with analysis at the individual level.